Okay, kids, and we're back with a normal, with our normal setup. So yesterday, I did an experimental episode with a new equipment, and you can listen to the results. It was overpowered, it was too loud, and the recording maxed out so that the sound was clipped at the top, and I had to post-process it to try and unclip it, but definitely was problematic on multiple fronts. So I started reading up on positivism. Positivism is the law that is given by the sovereign. And I think what Menke is trying to say is that, he's trying to say that the revolutionaries, the enlightened bourgeoisie, the aristocrats, or the people who overthrew the king, the revolutionaries, let's call them, Americans, patriots, the founding fathers, were declaring their rights with violence and using terms of using positivism, which is a declaration of the sovereign. So they in themselves were being sovereign in their declaration of human rights. And they were founding them as unalienable rights of God, or God-given rights to man, which is a form of reflection, he was saying, where the law said Congress will pass no laws to infringe these rights. And we're going to spend some more time on this later, but I still maintain my concept that he's working on a whole new mental framework for getting rid of the Constitution and calling it a problem. And we'll see. It's going to be a long fight to understand the Frankfurt School, because they're very obfuscated, very intellectual. I mean, obviously the guy's very well read, and he knows lots of languages and lots of books, and he's an author, highly decorated as well. So I mean, Adorno was almost impossible to read. And he said to himself, he doesn't even understand what he's saying. In some way, it's the, what I understood was that with the reflection, we're going from an idea that is created. Okay. You have law that is created under a certain viewpoint of, let's say, you have to be God-fearing for the Constitution to work. And then in modern society, they remove all concepts of God, which is attacking the foundation. And then we introduce biopower and safety as a function of the state. So we're encroaching more and more upon these fundamental freedoms of the Constitution through biopower, through vaccines. You know, basically they're introducing totalitarianism, or let's just call it power. And he made some really good points. He's saying that the slave has no status and cannot complain. And I think that's what we're seeing here, is, when you are deplatformed, you have no platform and you cannot complain, right? So you are turned into the slave in that respect, the powerless. And the power of social media is just that. It's just their power. And their power is justified by their power. So there's some really good clips in there that we're going to have to dissect some more. And look at the idea of the Nietzschean slave, and compare that to, or yes, the Nietzschean slave, and compare that to the deplatformed and the deplatformed. And he's saying, they're talking about passivity, and we need to touch all those things. So it's going to take a while. We're going to have to do some reading. I'm going to research into some of these concepts, and I'm going to listen to the whole thing again. And we're going to have to dissect it some more. And we have to finish, actually, the episode. So this is just a work in progress. But I hope you enjoyed at least some of it. I learned a lot from listening. And it was my first listening. I was just reacting spontaneously. So, of course, I might be wrong. But I think that spontaneous reactions are important. And then that we try and document those. So in that case, I think it's an important document in terms of mental state. I'm exposing and publicizing my development mentally, my mental development, and how we're learning things together, and we're going to continue on this path of learning and sharing, even if it's not the best, even with warts and ugly parts. You know, we all got warts. At least I got them. I'm like an ogre here, guys, like Shrek. Human version of Shrek, the ogre. That's right. So, but let's just consider this idea of platformed slaves. So you exist on the cloud as a slave to the people in power, and they have power because they have power. And when they deplatform you, You have no power. You have no power. And you cannot raise objection to it. So that's good. And then also I started on some new memes for Alexandria or Cortez. So I'm looking at thought crimes and Crime Stop. And they were talking about how all logic will be stopped. And all thought crimes, all thinking will be stopped through stupidity. And the stupidity is what is going to stop the thought crimes. And so it's Crime Stop, where logical thought is not possible. And I thought that is great. That's exactly what we need for Mrs. Cortez. Because she is a great fighter against thought crimes. And wants to jail people for thought crimes. I think we should all turn ourselves in. We should go to the police station and say we have committed thought crimes. And we want to turn ourselves in. Okay, car cop, I'm just gonna put my hand over the mic. Let's see if that works. Yeah, I don't know how well that worked. I don't have my feedback loop. But, anyway, we're working on our audio. I know that the audio was blasting out. It was too loud on the other episode. So I'm going to have to turn down the mix volume. I'm going to have to adjust our levels. And I need a case for this thing because when I put it in my pocket, the buttons got, I touched the buttons. So we're going to have to build some kind of protective case around it and expose like the couple of buttons to turn on and off the mix, but they have to be recessed and not going up. So we're going to think about all these things and we're going to optimize it. And the battery case, the battery should go into the case. Should all be self-contained. I got an external battery. But in the end, I'm quite happy with it. I think we're going to produce some great episodes using this toolkit here. Once we get the parameters adjusted. And I'm learning more about audio mixing. Okay. I think first I applied a normalize and then a clip fix. The clipping is when you go over the top when it's too much amplitude and the waves get clipped off and you lose information. But isn't it funny how Twitch live streams all these gamer, when people are screaming into the mics and clipping, that's acceptable. It's no problem. So you're just going to have to accept it as a bad episode. Not all of our episodes are going to be great like Fletcher and Hog Story. He's a perfectionist, but we're going to perfect it. We're going to perfect it. It's just that I'm not hiding my... We're not hiding our warts here. We're exposing ourselves. Exposing ourselves to criticism. Build back better. Da, 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 da. I hope you liked that song on yesterday's morning episode, the Build Back Better song. People with knowledge of this situation liked it. They said, give me the clip on its own. It's also on BitChute. Okay, kids. So we have a lot to learn about law theory. And I was really interested in this whole reflexive argument. And I was starting to think about the connection to the Gödel number, that the ideas, this is something that I've been thinking about, that the ideas get represented as text. They start off with a meaning in the sender, in the person that's full of thought and emotions and context and moral ideas and all these things, all this life. And then they get encoded into words and all of the life goes away. Unless, of course, you're a poet or, like, you know, Shakespeare, where you can put all of that emotion into your words. But if it's a law text, it's very hard to capture these feelings. So, and maybe that's the divisible. Maybe that's the, we've attacked this problem on the stream of random as the bio issue. The unencodable, the universe, the reality, that which is not, that cannot be put onto the podcast, that which can only be referenced, let's call it. So these are new terms, that which can only be referenced in the podcast. So we're going to just say that law is anything that's on the podcast, so like symbols. So we're just going to adopt some of his ideas and say we have inside the podcast, inside of the stream of random, and we have the outside of the stream of random. Everything that's inside the stream of random is the sound, the text, the links, the HTML, whatever appears in the feed, let's say inside the podcast player, this little window that we have, and the audio, of course. But it doesn't include the things that are referenced, right? The things that are associated or the things that are mentioned, those are just references that are outside. And some of those things outside could be other web pages and other podcasts that we can, in theory, include in the sphere of podcasting and web and computing and digital. Some things would even be movies or books that are also in theory encodable into the space of digital, so they're digitizable. But then we have the things that are not digitizable, the things on the outside. So we have the whole bio, and we have the world of power, we have the world outside of law, outside of law. And he said that power exists, the master, or the slave master, or the sovereign, exists outside of law. It doesn't require any description. There's no reflection. There's no symbolic encoding of it, so to say. Well, there's only orders, and if the orders have been properly given, Well, that was the positivism. Now, he didn't mention that on the show, but this was another legal concept that the sovereign gives the law, and the only question is, was the law properly given? You know, if he made a mistake or not. And those are the only concepts of questioning of the positivism. So, the universe exists, and the biopower exists, and the physical exists, and the hidden exists, the undescribable, the private, the outside of this podcast, all of those things exist, and we can only reference them. They will never be in the podcast. They can't be in the podcast. Just like this street in front of me, or that truck that just drove by, you can hear its signature, you can hear its effect, you can judge that it was there, you could think, oh, it was a garbage truck, but it won't be in the podcast. The truck does not exist inside of the stream. We can't encode it into bits and bytes. So, and in the end, all of this is encoding into bits and bytes. And, and then we can apply the contradiction and take a contrarian interpretation, a critique of the podcast, a critique of the law, and we can take a radically different viewpoint and give up on all the values and assumptions that I have made, or we have made here. And you can strip out everything. See, this is kind of where we get into this radical interpretation or contrary interpretation of what's going on. So that's also part of the reflection he meant reflection as in talking about the law itself and thinking about these things that were not mentioned before. Okay. I'm rambling here, guys. So how you doing? How you doing? We're going to have to think about more of this. This is really going to be a longer process. And I think I'm conflating or confusing different things in terms of reflection as in a representation. And interpretation. So the symbolic representation and the symbolic interpretation of the text and law. And then reflection as in law speaking about itself and speaking about its limits and the other. He was going on and on about that. The lawlessness, the things that are subject to law, the nature. So some interesting ideas. The other as in the inverse set or the complementary set. So we can definitely use some of these ideas. The complementary set, everything that is not in the podcast, is the other of the podcast. That's neat. Everyone who's not in your society is the other of the society. Okay, well, I've given you some things to think about. Now let's chill out a little bit. The right to be left alone. The right to be stupid and lazy. So watch a cat video, take your drugs. That, he's saying, the slave who is freed will then continue to be passive. And that they're empowering passivity. They're saying, it's your right to do nothing. It's your right to be passive. It's your right to watch your cat video. It's your right to disengage from politics. See, I guess I'm... You're empowering the non-use of power. And if you use the power, then you will fall under attack. And the power is being put into certain forms, and you get to choose between them. So we could say that the Republican-Democrat divide is the choice between apples and French fries at McDonald's. That's the analogy. It's like, what do you want in your Happy Meal? Apples or French fries? You want Republican or you want Democrat? You get to choose between these two things that we have constructed for you, and anything outside of that is not allowed. So the choices have been cleaned up for you and made for you. And if you want to choose something else that's outside of the rules, outside of the bounds, even if theoretically it's your freedom to think creatively and to think outside the box, because you are a slave or passive, right? You only can choose between these two things. And you've been trained to choose only between what the state gives you. You're not allowed to think for yourself or construct new ideas. So the structuration process has been taken away. The power of structuration, the power of meme creation, the power of thought creation has been taken from you, because if you use it, you'll be attacked by power because you're dominated. Because we gave you some money, but the condition for that money is the giving up of your rights, and that is the right to power, to exercise your power. How's that? So we're trading your power for an item, and that is the deal that's going wrong. And we also have to understand that because they're trying to liberate us from this horrible system, that them gaining power, the communists, the Marxists, the Frankfurt School, the liberation, and you'll see it's a fight. It's going to be a fight forever. It's the dialectic. And I think the right is also to blame for using this thought speed, this crime stop, because on the right they'll criticize the left when they say something silly, right? But they won't deconstruct it. They won't show you where it's coming from. They're just like, they say we're racist and they're being racist, right? Like, that's one of the things that the right always says. Is they just show how the left is being racist. But that's not enough. Because they're also not engaging the mind, and they're creating passivities. And it's also a form of control. So we're going to just say that it doesn't matter who, the right or the left, if they try and squeeze you into Crime Stop, into Thought Stop, and they try and exercise power over you to stop the thought process or stop the creation of structures, to stop the, let's just say, sharing of ideas or creation of new thoughts, and they try and take away that from you, then that is the starting point of a of oppression and domination. So that's interesting. So domination and liberation, he said, are two sides of the same coin. That rights, it's like the yin and the yang, that the rights are between those two things. They can't exist without each other in some way. I'm not sure if everything is going to be a two-sided. It is also win-win, peer-to-peer. I was listening to another thing on Camus, and he said, like, if two people are on the airplane and some aristocratic lady snobs them both, and they're both together through opposition or resistance, we are united, we become a team. So that's interesting. Just listening to Camus, who was also a communist. So the liberation of the people, domination and liberation, and they're saying that the dominated give up their rights of semiosis, of creating symbols and structures. They give up their rights of thought, and then when liberated, they don't have the processes to kickstart those, and also then to become their own powerful people. So then he talks about the handouts. So I'm thinking, like, well, Biden was saying that he wants a program to support the minorities and the intersectionalities, to support the minorities and small businesses. And people were complaining that that's racist. Now, I think this is also the what he's talking about, the politicization, the ever-encroaching politicization. So It's not just we're going to give money to people. We're going to give money to small businesses. We're going to give money to small businesses who are a member of this intersectionality, this group, and this group, and these oppressed people. And and what if they remain passive and are on the dole? We're going to take a small business that's not doing well, and we're going to liberate it. But will it also then stand on its feet so we can apply this whole the summer coming? Gigabytes free, 5 hours left. It's like my storage space is running out here. Need to figure that out. So yeah. We have to apply this whole idea from Nietzsche and what this guy's talking about, the liberated slaves, and say, we're going to liberate them by giving them money, but then they will be under the dominion, they're going to give up their rights to actually say anything. And remain passive. Be able to, let's say, watch more cat videos and do more drugs. And then we're gonna raise up the masses. This is interesting because it's kind of like the idea of artificial intelligence, where you're taking the machine that is the slave and you're going to empower it, you see. And is not the idea of the machine, the mathematical TikTok, the oh, we're getting someplace good now. I think we're going to get to some Nietzsche stuff here in a second. We're going to derive this. Okay, kids, buckle up. So, imagine, let me make a clip out of this. Got to clear my throat. Okay, kids, now imagine that you've constructed a thought system that dominates people, where there's all these rules to how they can think, and they don't really understand them. They just apply them blindly somehow. They're on the edge of their awareness. They just barely learn how to apply these rules somehow to get to the solution. Now, the person who thought up these rules really clearly understood them. The mathematical genius who thought of these axioms and these theorems, and he proved it and he laid it all out. But the people who are using it don't understand it. So we're getting to the system of domination, where the people who are applying the rules are dominated by the rules. And they can try and reflect over them and try and understand them. But because they're so complicated and because they don't have the time or the training or don't have the keys, they can't seem to decode it. And we have thought stop or thought crime stop, the thought crime stop of stupidity. So we get into this mode of passivity, or that passivity already existed, where you're in the mode of domination, where you just have to do it in school, and you're being trained not to question or think what it is. Like math class, they don't want you to understand. They just want you to learn the rules of algebra. Maybe that's why I had such a problem with algebra, because I was so inquisitive. I wanted to understand why. So you have to follow these. So you have to follow these rules, and eventually they are more and more encompassing until they dominate you. Okay? And then you're told about all these automatons and machine learning and all of that, which is just TikTok. In reality, the people have become the automatons. And the lie here is that they have no choice. That's the big lie. The lie is that you're stuck in the world of the automaton, that you're stuck following these rules that were created for you, because you have the power to think for yourself, you have the power to come up with new thoughts, you have the power to deconstruct the existing systems, and to reimagine them. So you have the power to create paradigm shifts, and let's call them mental revolutions. And that is what is being fought against. And when they're talking about computers, they're really talking about the somewhat aware people who are following these rule systems blindly. And it could be a computer. And when they say that the machines are going to take over and form the singularity and all that, they're saying that these people will... Now this is the... That the... We will rise out of our passivity of following the rules and reimagine things for ourselves. And that is where, I think, we're getting to. And I guess we could define that as the goal here of our podcast, not only the joy of life, but also the, let's call it the standing up out of passivity, the regaining of our own feet, our own voice, the finding of our voice, the raising ourselves up out of passive, dominated, I guess it's a liberation, the liberation of the people, see? But the empowerment of the people. See, this is where we're getting into some really dangerous concepts here. Because how are people supposed to be liberated if they don't have the tools, if they don't have the education, the training, the neural networks that have to be built, the time and resources to do that. And we see, you know, in in society, they allocate so many resources to so many different things, and you have so many people, and limited food and limited time. But, you know, they say that nowadays we have no more limits. The only limit is how to limit the growth of the population. I'm kind of rambling here, kids. But I like these ideas. I like the idea of rising up and liberating yourself from the confines of the symbols. The reclaiming the control of the mathematics. That's what I always envisioned. The rising up against algebra. The thing about algebra is that you have the form and notation that has to be followed to just decode it. But once it's been decoded, then you have the essence. This is also, yeah, the question of the domination of codes and how hard they are or how easy they are. User friendliness, let's call it. And I guess you could say that the creation of the neural networks is embodied in the difficulty of the code, so that if you could crack the code, you will create the neural network. Is that an interesting thought? That here's a puzzle, and if you solve it, you will have created the mindset that you need to solve it. So it's like a self-embodied problem. That's interesting. Something that you have to grind away at in order to understand. We're going to have to go read Donald Knuth again. We really are. Da, 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 da. Build back better. All right, kids. Computer science and algebra. Isn't algebra like the creation of these trees, these binary trees of some kind, that always split in two? You always know how to group them. I guess that's the one thing that I always got lost in. Order of precedence and grouping. When I was a kid, I need to go revisit all that. Okay. I love the way the guy would get time to think, and he would fill up his thinking time with just some blabber. He was quite adept at that. Instead of saying something, he was saying nothing. But he did it in such an eloquent way. It's like, I don't know what I'm going to say right now, But I do want to consider the different options of what that could be. I got some difficult concepts here, kids. Revolutionary thought. So you have the power of big tech, and you become dominated by that. Then when you liberate yourself from big tech, you're passive, right? And you don't know what to do. And because you're lacking power, well, see, this is where we're going to build our own systems. Take back that power. Yeah. Boy, concepts are normative. I'm just thinking about all this stuff that we learned about yesterday. We're going to have to spend some more time thinking about this. And maybe that's what we've seen in the conflict of socialism versus capitalism, let's call it, the individual right to survival and self-action being suppressed. And dominated. And we see the fight between, let's call it the state, the socialist collective state that doles out your food stamps, and people able to hunt for themselves. So if you give someone food stamps, that's not going to turn them back into a hunter if they don't know how to hunt. Let's say that. The survival instinct, once suppressed, might not pop back out. The will to dominate your life, let's call it extreme ownership, Jocko, extreme ownership. This extreme ownership won't, once it's extinguished, it's hard to bootstrap it back in. I think that's kind of what we're going after here. That even after this so-called revolution and liberation takes place, they're saying that you're still lacking ownership. And that, I suppose, of course, is a problem. That might be independent. So this is where we're going to get into this whole slave mentality. And he's saying that there's the celebration of that? I mean, this is the question of how do you, I guess we're talking about how do you break up, or how do you push? See, this is the thing. Are we celebrating? Are they celebrating this state of domination, this second phase of being dominated? So the first step is that you have no freedom, and the second step is you have your freedom but don't exercise it. Let's put it that way. Right? You get the choice between the what you can buy with your food stamps, or what was that sound? I hope everything is running well here. Okay. New Jersey State Normal School. The normal school. '55. What type of term is that? Now they have a permanent sign up, 6 foot social distancing. It looks like it's being engraved. Into law here. That's no temporary sign. All right. I think we're going to take a break here. Gonna take a break, have a Kit Kat. We're gonna think about things a little bit. I'm gonna come back to you with some more blabbering and some more rambling, incomprehensibly. All right. This is the Stream of Random, and I am Hacker Mike. Okay, we're back with segment two. That was a quick break. I just needed to stop and think about it. So someone was telling me that they're trying to learn computer science, and they're being killed with these tables of like hexadecimal to decimal, right? All these different rules. And I think in one way, the good side of it is they want to train you to build a neural network to hold on, someone's snarking at me. All right, we have some discussion going in the chat room about having concise thoughts and putting stuff together and systems of domination. So I was saying to one of our participants who's learned computer science, I'm going to just repeat myself here. That I'm just going to repeat myself here that the that these things are explicit also to develop neural networks and understanding. I guess it's like iterating over all the examples and forcing you to learn something. It's like you will internalize the different representations from binary to hexadecimal to the different encoding schemes. And I guess it is hard to teach. You could teach people the rules and they can struggle with them. When will they actually get it? Or develop their own representation? Will they liberate themselves from the form that has been provided, let's say, and build an internal model of the representation. I mean, let's talk about this. You have binary, you have, you know, I don't even want to say ternary. You've got 2 bits or binary code. You've got octal code with 8. I mean, sure, you could use any number of bits to encode anything. And I guess we could get into the whole theory of information encoding. I'm just going uphill here, kids. I'm just thinking, you know, we're doing these stupid walks, and it's like, well, why don't you do it better? It's like, I want to do it better. I want to do it better. I really do want to be better than this. I don't want to be a rambling idiot. But sometimes you have to ramble a little bit. I'm not making excuses for myself. We're going to get better. I hope. We're working on it. We're working on improving here, kids. I guess we're going to go walk to ShopRite. Let's check the time. It's already, the sun's already up. We might lose an hour. It was a late start for ShopRite. Oh, there's a fox. There is a fox. Look at that. So I saw a raccoon and I saw a fox. Isn't that neat? How many people get to see foxes? I see foxes and deer and all types of animals. Nocturnal. It's like when the sun comes up, they are still around. Yeah, so I guess we're going to have to go and read information theory and encoding theory, really, and go to Shannon, and he's going to talk about the number of elements that you have to encode with, and then different types of encoding, and then transformations between these. So, yeah, I guess it's really the question. Education's trying to raise us up the best they can, you could say. But on the other side, you could say they're trying to dominate us. And there's a interplay between domination and liberation that we call the yin and the yang, as he said. I think that's a very good thought. That they are related, they are interplayed, and and that we're going to have to work stuff out. We're going to have to work it out. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. So, yeah. I'm going to take a break here, kids. My mind is running out. And, sorry. I mean, I don't apologize. This is just what it is. I'll put a warning notice on this episode that people with who have no interest in randomness, I'm going to mark it as a random episode. This is a work in progress. Raw material. Do not listen. I'm going to put some kind of a warning flag on the random rambling episodes. Okay, well then, talk to you soon, and I'll come back maybe if I have some ideas. We still got a long walk ahead of us. All right, kids, this is segment 3. We did our shopping, went to ShopRite. What time is it? 8:14. I got 45 minutes to get home on time for work. So we got to do some double time here. And let me move the microphone up here so it's not too loud. We learned that. Don't put it directly in your mouth. So yeah, we're learning a lot here. And people are asking me, you know, why don't you just produce a best of episode? Why all these raw shows? Why this raw material? Why are you even recording it? So first of all, I think it's a form of it's an art form, and I'm defining it as such. You know, if let's say if you could listen to the raw tapes, I don't know, of, or like raw soundtracks from your favorite band, wouldn't you think that would be valuable to see how they have worked stuff out, how things progressed? So we're documenting the progression and working of things out here. And also we're going on our walk. So this is kind of what the format of this part of the show is. Now, it could be bad, and, you know, I should definitely put warning labels on it. Like, this is raw material, not edited. Don't listen to it. But then you'd have less to listen to. But I do see that most of my episodes are getting, now we're going up in listeners. So people are listening to this show. Maybe they got to this episode and they got turned off and they're like enraged and they yeet the whole thing. I don't know. So we'll see what happens. We're working on it. I don't know what to say. Except that we're trying. We're trying to make this work. I mean, you could say, why did I choose this art form? Well, I guess because I'm a fan of abstract art, and I always really admired people who had the guts, the balls, the gumption to paint a black square on a black background. I always thought that was something to, you know, to look forward to try and achieve this audacity of art. And I like punk rock, I like noise, music, I like Frank Zappa's first album, you know, and you can see how he developed, and I'm hoping that I will also develop. I'm going to try, and if I don't, I don't. This will document that process, you know? The struggle, the jihad. Jihad means struggle. The struggle towards liberation. And once you liberate yourself, I guess it's then the struggle for domination, isn't it? As we learned yesterday. So, interesting. Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff, kids. So, yeah, I appreciate all the listeners. And if you listen a little or listen a lot, we are working stuff out here. I hope we're improving. I hope we are getting out of our slave state and developing our, becoming more active in our thoughts, more active in our minds, waking up out of the deep freeze, the deep slumber, the dream state that is our natural state, I guess, of the dominated people who just want their house and their little job and their little status in society and not to question things and not to open their mouths and not to look around. But how is that to live? Always with your head down, always dominated, with no power. This guy's driving down the street with a mask on. It's like, you don't need the Biden sticker. No surprise, we're in New Jersey. And I have sympathy for my New Jersey peeps. The rich and the poor living next to each other. It's such an amazing thing to watch. The bunkers, Trenton, looks like some Republic of Kazakhstan with like these, it looks like some failed Eastern European state if you come to Trenton, with these bunkerisms, this brutalist concrete buildings, these inhuman forms. I did a whole photo series on them. I could share. It's just horrible. Horrible, horrible. And we talked about this in previous episodes. The post-traumatic stress syndrome that is represented in the modernist, in some modern buildings. I guess we could also see that in some modern philosophies. Maybe we'll see that there is also the philosophy of post-trauma, or the politics of post-traumatic. I mean, we haven't even gone there yet. We could take it out of the architecture and put it into, let's look at which philosophers live traumatic lives and look for trauma that might be contained in their philosophy. That's interesting. In any case, I'm rambling, and this is my place to ramble. It's like, if I'm not going to ramble here, right? If I'm not just going to go on and on and on with no one to stop me, it's like, where else am I going to do it? Like, where else am I going to be able to just say what I think and let things just flow out? Like, bleeding out, like popping a pimple, let's say. Or draining the blood out of a sheep. Or chicken. Before you cook it. It's like, where are we going to do that, huh? Except here, on the Stream of Random. So, we're establishing a body of work, however bad it may be, the ramblings of a lunatic. And people could go back and say, well, We have hours and hours of him talking to himself in the middle of the night, walking down the street, with some rare moments of illumination between, and then a lot of just rambling on and thoughts that don't make too much sense to anybody. Pretty dense material. But for the student of Hacker Mike, it is a gold mine of sources where they share clips with each other of rare moments that they think are precious. Yes, precious moments in the stream of random that we share with each other. Precious moments of life, the feeling of joy. The joy of life is being shared on this podcast. The ups and downs of life. The dichotomy of joy. It's like joy and suffering go hand in hand and define each other, because you can't have one without the other. So in order to experience the joy, you also have to experience the suffering. In order to experience the liberation, you have to experience the domination, because they are one and the same, two sides of the same coin. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to call this one and go on to do some other things. I might come back and record another segment, but I'm done here. I'm done popping the pimple, which is the Stream of Random podcast. And you guys have a great day. See you in the next episode, which might be completely different. Okay, I'm re-listening to yesterday's book review. And he's using the word positivistic, and he's basically saying that he sees the error in the bourgeoisie revolution, right? In the American Revolution, as God-given rights. He's basically saying that God-given rights and the right of man to the positivistic approach, basically saying it's given, that it's there and it cannot be brought into the it cannot be brought into law, and it cannot be infringed by law. They shall make no law. He's basically attacking the Second Amendment and the right to self-determine. and they're basically talking about the encroachment, the further encroachment and the expansion of power and the state against this individual right. And they're also questioning, I mean, we talked about this yesterday and more today, but I definitely see that when he talks about the positivistic nature, the other of being being given, he's talking, I think, really about the God-given rights, which are the fundamentals of the American Constitution. You could say they're a metaphysical concept based on religion, and then once you get rid of religion, that they should also go poof and disappear. And they're trying to get rid of the violence or take away the power of the people to exert their own violence for their own self-determination. And put the violence back into the state. We don't know. I'm going to continue listening, but I definitely think I'm on the right path with this, the first interpretation. And we're going to continue to learn more about this.